Okay. Good day for the first day. I was very pleased with how we came out. Some subtle things different in our practice as far as tempo. I thought the guys adjusted to it pretty well as we went on in practice. We'll have to shore some things up when we get into meetings, but overall, very pleased. I think, we all realize we have a lot of work to do. Offensively, the ball on the ground, it's always all about the ball, and we had some fumbles, but things like that, and just some execution things, which you anticipate the first day. But on a positive note, I was very pleased. I felt like we had some guys make some plays on offense, and it's great to see some playmaking plays, and by a number of people, from Mercedes to A-Rob to Tannen Doss to Blake Bortles to Chad Henney to the tight ends, Julius. I mean, a lot of guys at different times. We have plays of the day that we go through with our team. It's going to be a tough day to do it because there's a lot of good plays. Defensively, I just feel like we're playing fast. To come in, and especially the new guys, the free agents coming in, you feel some confidence with those guys. Anytime you're going for the ball and you're getting the ball out, it means that guys understand what they're supposed to do and they're taking aggressiveness as far as going after the ball. That's a really good sign. Special teams, we have some battles going on. A returner. You saw the guys return today or, catching the punts. It's going to be an interesting battle what takes place. There are a number of guys getting reps there and, we'll put that together as we go too.
Good to see. What was it like to see Marquise full speed, run around, no issues?
Yeah, he did really well. I think he had a brace on right away and took it off and just felt very confident. I think a lot of those guys are, they worked in the off season with Blake and with Chad, but to come out here and do it against the defense is different. So they'll continue to get better, but it's good. He's got some speed, and he's got burst, and it jumps out at you, with Marquise.
Is there an element of you always being a little bit like, making, when you see him run or you see him like try and make that diving catch that you're still a little leery with Marquise?
No, I mean, I try not to. I mean, I don't think that way, but not to say have I ever, I think in the last day of minicamp, there's probably little things that I would say, okay, let's get out of here and take care of the guys, try some new tempo, but let's take care of guys. But that's not our mindset now. Our mindset now is let's go, let's compete, let's take care of one another. But, we challenge these guys to take away doubt and how they worked out in the summer. And I think if they have no doubt, they'll have no fear. And we want these guys to play with the absence of fear. And we're not going to be nervous about anything like that.
How's timeouts?
I grasped a couple guys with cramps.
Just cramps?
Yeah.
When will Clemens be on the field?
I wouldn't put any timetable to it. He's working out with our guys now, with Milo and Scott, and doing some things with them. So as we progress, but it's good to see him back here. We had great conversations. Although it was a challenging situation, I loved the communication, and just very happy that, for the most part, things got taken care of. There's still some things we need to, but with him personally. But he's here, and I appreciate that part.
What's his injury? Is it non-football injury list?
Just some things, I won't get into that part of it.
Were you prepared before he came to camp that you were going to put him on the list, or was that just something you found out this morning? Or
with Chris Clemens?
Yeah.
No, I was. This kind of came up at the end here. The injury thing we knew in talking to him, over the past couple of days that could be a strong possibility.
How'd you feel yelling with
him? Pretty good. Talking about the positives, he's got really, really good instincts. He's smooth. I think he's really deceptive as a runner. And, he won't say, hardly anything. Football is extremely important to him. And when he makes a mistake, he's hard on himself. But he corrects it immediately. He had a fumble. He came back the next opportunity, both hands on the ball, double in trouble. And, I think for a coaching staff, that's what you can appreciate. So very pleased. I think he's got some work to do on protections. But it's not picking it up, in the classroom. Very, very sharp. Just needs reps at it.
Roy Miller, first team. That must have been solid thing to see him.
Yeah.
Totally recovered.
Yeah. I think that we're bringing him along, monitoring some of his reps just a little bit early. I think he's full go. But, We're monitoring, really. You'll see the reps right now. They're pretty evenly spread out between the first, second, and third group. As we get into it a couple of days, now you'll see the reps change up, and Roy's part of that as well.
To have a battle at center, how important was it to have Stefan ready day one to go out there? And
well, it's great. I'm glad, you know, the way he competed to get his shoulder back and ready to go. I don't think we were ever concerned that he would be ready training camp, but something you don't take for granted. And to know, I'm sure for him it's a matter of getting the pads on and having some contact will alleviate some of the issues. He's really excited about being ready to go.
Ryan Davis has been a lot outside today. Is that something that you see happening as Clemens is out?
Well, yeah, I think with, you know, just the number of guys we had, and Cappy has got a little bit of a strain, so we lost him as far as getting some reps today. So we adjusted it with Ryan getting more reps.
Coach, what can you tell us about Storm's situation?
Well, you know, with Storm, I think he's going through some things, too, with meeting with Scott. But those are more physical things. So as soon as he gets cleared, it's more day by day, you know, with him and see where he's at. But I know once he gets cleared from the training staff, then he'll be ready to go.
When did this happen with him? Was it a recent thing?
Yeah, more recent. Recent.
How important is Tyson to come with Sendarik not out there?
Well, I mean, he's got his flexibility. I mean, he can play a six technique. He can play inside the big end, like where Jared Oder plays. He can play three technique. So his versatility is really, really big for us. And, you know, I think he had a really good year, you know, going back and looking at the tape. And, you know, we expect even for him to improve even more from last year.
Thanks, guys.
Okay, thank you. You want the notes? Yeah.